Welcome to the 2020 Hoover High School Podcast, presented by Tui Vu, Roshana Prom, and Aaron G. On this episode, we'll be covering Period 2 from 1607 to 1754. During this period, the topics I will be going over are European settlements in America, interactions between North American settlements, conflicts between the colonies and natives, and the New World Society.
What are the characteristics of the different European settlements in America? The Spanish established tide control, wanted to convert natives and seek gold. They often intermarried, colonized the Caribbean, half of South America, Central America, and North America. The Dutch and French sent less settlers, established trade alliances, settled along Great Lake regions and parts of the Trans-Appalachian West. The British sent many men and women to populate the colonies. They had hostile relationships with natives and had rigid social hierarchy. They also established the New England, Middle Colonies, Chesapeake, and Southern Colonies. The two colonial regions of British North America were Chesapeake and New England. The Chesapeake colonies had rural settlements, plantations, indentured servants, some families, and religious freedom to Christians only. Politics were dominated by elite, wealthy planters. The New England colonies had small towns, family farms, mixed economy, slavery, town hall meetings, and religious freedom, mainly settled by Puritans. However, both regions practiced indentured servitude and slavery and depended on trade from Britain. In the New World, some major events that happened influencing its role in the world were the Pueblo Revolt, which is an uprising of Pueblo Indians against the Spanish colonizers. The significance is that it resulted in a large amount of Spanish settlers being killed, which drove them out for 12 years. The next event was New England Confederation, which was formed by New England colonists as a defense against local Native American tribes and Dutch. The significance was that it was formed without the English Crown's permission. Lastly was Anglo-Powhatan War, which was disputes about land and violence between settlers of Virginia and Powhatan Confederacy. The significance? It led to boundaries being defined between Indians and English settlers.
Recent work and exchanges between the British colonies and the mother country were English Parliament implemented mercantilism, which was an economic system to keep all goods and benefit of trade from the colonies to the mother country, England. Colonies were required to provide raw materials and precious metals, such as gold and silver, to increase rents, wealth, and power. The impact of mercantilism to the colonies, it led to many trade restrictions, such as the Navigation Acts, taxation, inflation, solitary neglect, and revolts against Britain. The Navigation Act of 1696 stated, "Be it enacted, no goods or merchandises whatsoever shall be imported into or exported out of any colony or plantation to His Majesty in Asia, Africa, or America, in any ship or bottom, but what is or shall be of the build of England, Ireland, or the said colonies or plantations, and navigated with the masters and 3/4 of the mariners of the said places, under pain of forfeiture of ships and goods." The purpose of this act was to control trade with the English colonies and to protect English trade from foreign competition. However, it emboldened colonists to resist future taxes and laws against Britain. Penrose system, which provided 50 acres of land to settlers who came as indentured servants and worked the land to further expand the British colonies. Indentured servitude was a system in which people served 5 to 7 years in exchange for passage to the New World. They had limited rights and was later replaced by African slavery. The reasons for replacement, indentured servitude went up in price, the economy in Europe began to grow, and it became harder to control indentured servants, in which they robbed other colonists and started the biggest rebellion in 1676 when indentured servants revolted against the Virginia colony's aristocracy. Several events that shaped the America were, in 1619, the first democratically elected legislative body in British North America was established. It was called the House of Burgesses, the first elected legislative in New York, and served as a political model for English colonies. However, at the same time, slavery first arrived in America through the Atlantic slave trade. Ships transported slaves to the New World, and Africans were used for hard manual labor. Slave rebellions happened, such as the Stono Rebellion in 1739, which was a slave uprising in Stono in the colony of South Carolina. resulting in over 4 dozen colonists and 200 slaves dead.
Several cultural and societal significances in America were: Europeans who escaped to avoid religious persecution escaped and founded New England colonies to practice different sects of Christianity. For example, Massachusetts Bay was founded in 1630 by Puritans who escaped Britain for religious freedom. The governor from Massachusetts Bay, John Winthrop, wrote a speech titled City Upon a Hill, stating, "For we must consider that we shall be as a city upon a hill. The eyes of all people are upon us, so that if we shall deal falsely with our God in the work we have undertaken, and so cause him to withdraw his present help from us, we shall be made a story and by word to the world." Winthrop wrote this speech to describe the expectations that Puritans had to spread religious righteousness to shine as an example to the world. He viewed the Puritans as a special group of God's chosen people and believed that if the mission wasn't complete, they would lose support from God. That is why he formed the colony's government and envisioned Massachusetts Bay as a city upon a hill. Also in the 17th and 18th centuries, movements in America that helped shape society were the Enlightenment and the First Great Awakening. The Enlightenment enforced new ideas about the government, reformed society using reason, and challenged traditions, which eventually led to the American Revolution and creation of the U.S. The First Great Awakening was a spiritual renewal in response to the Enlightenment in the mid-18th century and helped increase the importance of Christianity, which led to the establishment of more branches of Christianity. Now for some test tips. Some multiple choice and short answer questions you may see are: 1. Identify and explain reasons for the Atlantic trade and increase in slavery. 2. Describe and contrast the Spanish, French, Dutch, and English imperial goals in relationship with the natives. And lastly, identify and describe ways that slaves responded to slavery. An essay question you might see is: analyze the ways in which the Enlightenment addressed religious beliefs and societal issues in the 18th century.
That's it for Period 2. Thank you for listening to the Period 2 A Push podcast.